Hey, this is Jana Spica with Listen and See. Wow, it has been a minute or two since I have tried to do a podcast, and so much has happened since the last one. So I'm glad to be with you, and I'm also glad for all the suggestions about what to do for coming podcasts. If I'm going to be real honest, you know that I always got something to say about something. But it's important to me to hear what you're thinking about and what you have questions about. And that's the reason we sent out a social media post about, hey, what's on your mind? And let me just say while I'm at it, I so appreciate your time because I know that there are a bazillion podcasts. I know that there are even more opinions. And the fact that we could just share a little time together means a lot to me. And I pray by the time we get done with this little window of time, it will have meant a lot to you too. I don't do this for nothing. I do it because I feel like God has something on his heart and he's gifted me with the opportunity to try to capture some of that. Now, today I'm going to talk about something that is hardly ever mentioned in the news, and it is about the current days we find ourselves in. Just kidding. I am going to talk about that, but hopefully I'm going to be able to shed a different perspective. My friend on the phone this morning talked about when you talk about masks, no masks, vaccinations, no vaccinations. She said we have a civil war going on inside of our country right now. And I sort of thought, wow, that's extreme. But then I thought, you know, this is how divisions occur when we believe that our way is right and they, whoever they are wrong slash evil slash uneducated slash mean-spirited. Here's a hard one. They're the problem. They are the problem because of what they are choosing. And I have been silent on this largely, one, out of deference to my community, because inside the Greater Things community are people who fall radically different places. Some are absolute pro and some are absolute con. And you know what? These are people who loved each other until all this crazy COVID bullshit came up. So because we love each other already, I am so determined that the love remains, even though there's this big social issue that has come up in our culture, in the medical field, in our very lives. This isn't out there. This is in my home. This is in your home. We're all having to decide it. And even in my own home, in my own family members, there are radically different decisions being made. And how do we navigate this in love and honor? And so what I always aspire to do is to point you back to the one who actually knows the truth and the one who actually is truth and the one who leads us in wisdom and righteousness. Instead of being right, I'm trying to move for righteousness, meaning right standing with the Lord. So I want to tell you something that the Lord woke me up in the middle of the night and told me. Now, here's the backstory and why I'm talking about it. We're getting ready to do a beach retreat. We've done a beach retreat for many, many, many years now. It's one of the most powerful seasons in Greater Things community. God just does amazing stuff there. And of course, last year, crazy COVID year, 2020, we had to make decisions. We prayed about it. We felt absolutely, yes, we're supposed to go forward. And we told everyone, this is what we're doing. This is our plan. Here's what we are going to do. Here's what we're not going to do. We bless you, whatever decision you make. Some people stepped out. Some people stayed in. We had an amazing time. It was one of the most powerful retreats we've ever done. So here we are a year later, more COVID crazy, but different, not the same, because last year we didn't know, and this year we feel like we do know. And the same fears and concerns and questions and what do we do now come up, and we're having to ask the same question. So I was on vacation, and I just kept talking to the Lord about, I really need to hear from you about this. Everybody has their opinion and their desire and their fears, but I'd like to know what you think about that. And so, as is his way with me sometimes, he wakes me up in the middle of the night. But here's how it worked. I actually was dreaming, and I heard the Lord saying these things. This is what you need to say on your Facebook post in the beach retreat page. This is how you're going to educate the women. So he said, this is what you're going to say on Facebook. Okay. So in my dream, I'm hearing him saying these things, and I'm going, oh, that's really good. I got to remember that. And in my dream, I'm going, wow, how am I going to remember that? And in my dream, I heard the Lord say, you're going to wake up and write this down. Man, I was like, bam, I was awake in a hot minute. And I grabbed my phone and I voice texted the following comments. And this is what I believe that the Lord has said. He said, this is a topic that divides families and friendships. So we will seek to protect the gathering of God's people. Everyone believes that they are making an educated decision. This understanding is based on limited information at best. It's natural for us to believe that the decision we made is the right one for everyone. The same hope and faith that causes us to sign up for the retreat is the same hope and faith for us to attend. The name of Jesus is above every name, disease, sickness, and death. God alone knows the truth. He alone knows the motive of each heart, so we don't judge or condemn others. I just want to throw out a little challenge for you to examine your own heart before the Lord. Do you feel like you're right? Do you judge and condemn other people for the decisions that they've made? Have you actually asked the Lord, what is the course for you and your family? Are you being faithful to the things that He has said more than what the government has said, the peer group that you're running with? I mean, listen, peer pressure and fear is peer pressure and fear. It doesn't matter what it's surrounding, because we stand with God and for God no matter what the government's saying, no matter what is being pushed against us. Ask the saints of old what it meant to stand in any of the other social crises that have happened in our humanity's past. So I just want to call out again that God has an opinion for you personally. And God cares deeply about your peace. He also knows your personal capacity. And so what might be true for you might not be true for me. And so that's why we have our own responsibility to seek the Lord's face, not the government's face or even medical science face. We seek the face of our Creator and our Maker, who is the sustainer of all humanity by the power of His Word. The whole world is held together. And I would like to also say something else that's been burdening my heart. Instead of us being so desperately concerned about getting or not getting any disease, are we equally concerned about the condition of our souls? I would like to suggest to you that one gift that we have received from COVID is that it has caused us, or does it offers us maybe, the opportunity, if I thought I was going to die, am I okay with the Lord? Am I right? Because I could go out in my car and I could die on the way home. So none of us are guaranteed. Think I'm exaggerating. I just heard about a friend in her 30s or 40s, young woman, young children. They just found her dead in the middle of the night. No symptoms, no sickness, no nothing. It says in Psalm 39 that the Lord knows all of our days before one of them come to be. That gives me a lot of confidence that nothing is going to thwart the plans of God. And I stand on that. So I have been talking to people more about, hey, you don't have to be afraid because God knows our days and we stand in His goodness toward us. And so let's be prepared for all things and be ready to meet our Maker whenever it is our time, 20 years from now, 2 days from now. The Lord knows these things. So I bless you with wisdom. It's getting ready to storm here. I'm sure that you're hearing the thundering. And I don't know if you've been recently to the beach, but I just got back and there was this huge thunderstorm right on the ocean, the lightning, the water. And it just makes me stop and remember that we serve a mighty, powerful God who moves today. So I'm speaking that kind of power released in your heart to produce peace and confidence that He holds you and He carries you and He heals today. And some of us might be healed permanently in heaven, and some of us might be healed temporarily here, but we bless the name of the Lord, and we honor our brothers and sisters regardless of the decision that they make on this very, very tough subject. I'm just going to pray for us. Lord, we hear your thunder, and we see the lightning, and we look to you. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord. So I just sing out a song of joy and confidence that you, O Lord, know us, and you care for your people, you care for this earth, and that you're not very happy about COVID either, and that you want us to think about other things than safety. You want us to think mostly about living the life that you've called us to live, fully dependent on you. That's what you want, fully dependent on you in all circumstances. I speak peace to this world, to my city, my community, my family. I speak peace to my own soul. Bless us, Lord. Bless us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We love you. Amen.
Thanks for listening to Jana's message today. Remember, you can support this work and other Greater Things endeavors by checking out greater-things.org for details. That's greater-things.org. Thank you.